So, also some of the things that were happening is in this article, it was talking about how there was a pullback by the bond yields, which of course, as they fall, bond rises, the bond prices are going to rise. So that might be reflecting. Do we have too much short covering going on out there by speculators?
There could be some of that as well. And what we saw in the bond market is, let me back up for a second. You can get signals from the bond market that affect your risk tolerance for the stock market. So if you see bond yields falling, that's usually a sign of risk that could cause you to want to sell stocks as well. You might say, hey, the bond market is signaling risk, therefore I'm going to lighten the load on stocks. Now, what could also really just be happening is, sure, bond yields really soared. Bond yields got, they went from extremely low to relatively high in a very short period of time. It's a there should be a natural pullback there. Nothing goes straight up or straight down. There should be, natural ebb and flow in the markets. So when bond yields started to ease a little bit, that can, just for completely normal trading reasons, that can be sort of seen as a false signal there, which can cause, people can draw the wrong conclusions from it. So I think there's probably a decent bit of that as well. Though, to be fair, when there is market stress, when people are fleeing stocks because of any reason, if they're fleeing the stock market, they normally pile into bonds, which causes the price to rise and causes the yield to fall. So definitely a lot of moving parts there, but I think it's important not to read too deeply into it.
And Charles, do you, I mean, I know listeners and clients ask this often. I mean, in a rising interest rate market, traditionally, when interest rates rise, the price of bonds go down.
Sure.
They start trading below par. They trade at a discount. Do you see, even with the rate hike, do you see fixed income kind of easing up?
Well, here's the irony. When the Fed raises short-term rates, oftentimes that causes longer-term yields to fall. You think, well, the Fed's raising rates, then, yields across the board should be rising, right? Well, not exactly, because if the Fed is seen as being hawkish and, taking that proverbial punch bowl away and slowing down the economy, that causes bond yields to fall. Because the biggest thing that affects bond yields is inflation, and the biggest thing that affects inflation is growth. So now I know that some people would argue it's money printing, what have you, but I mean, the basic model is the faster the economy grows, the more inflation you have. The more inflation you have, the higher bond yields have to go. The higher bond yields go, the lower bond prices go. So, what you can have there is, when the Fed raises rates in the short term, that sort of puts a damper on the economy. It slows things down a little bit. It slows down expectations of inflation, which then allows bond yields to fall, which then causes bond prices to rise. So, in a nutshell, I think the big move in bond yields, I think that already happened. Bond yields got exceptionally low over the summer. There was a lot going on. There was fears about the Brexit. There was uncertainty about the U.S. election. There was uncertainty about growth. There was uncertainty about what the Fed would do. All of that caused bond prices to rise, caused yields to fall to really historic lows there. So what we've had is sort of like just a right sizing of the bond market here. I mean, bond yields have risen to a more sensible level. They're still extremely low. I mean, if you look at bond yields today compared to 5 or 10 years ago, they're still exceptionally low. So I think that it's important to keep some perspective there. They're higher than they were a year ago, sure, but they're still very, very low by historical standards. So my view is yields may go a little bit higher, but I think the range for the next, I don't know, call it the next year or five years, the next 5 years, I think you're probably looking at bond yields, sort of the lower end of the range is a little below 2%, the upper end of the range is a little above 3% on the 10-year treasury.
And folks, one thing to think about, just to kind of put all that into perspective, historically, when rates are raised, longer term bonds are more volatile and shorter term bonds are less volatile. So seeing these changes is unusual compared to the past. Anyway, stay with us, folks. Chase Robertson, Peggy Tuck, Charles Sizemore, Straight Talk Money. We'll be right back after these important announcements.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day...